Blog Talk Radio.
Feels like I'm going down a one-way street in every direction.
Hanging on to a wing, hope, and a prayer. How many of us can relate to that song? How many of us just feel like we're just running out of energy? We're running out of time. And sometimes we wake up in the morning and we're like, gosh, you know what I mean? How did I make it through yesterday? Well, guess what? I think you already know. You are hanging on to a wing, hope, and a prayer, okay? And we're talking about, I am talking about conquering and sustaining the faith. This is the part two. If you missed part one, all you need to do is just go back in the archives, and you should be able to pull it up. But we talked about the wing. We talked about Gabriel. We talked about our angels. You know, we can. You know, God gave me the revelation of Gabriel when I prepared this message. Although we know of Michael the Archangel, we know about Raphael, we know about Saint Anthony and Saint Vincent. You know, some of us that are Catholic, you know, we pray to our assigned angel. Excuse me. And so we, you know, those of us that are believers, we know that we on a wing, hope and a prayer. You know, that is something the Lord, and how the Lord confirms and affirms the messages that he impresses upon my heart to prepare for you all is that, you know, I can just be, you know, going through my daily regimen of meditation or what have you, and the Lord will say, okay, turn on the radio, turn on this channel, or turn on this Christian channel, whatever. And so one of my favorite pastors, very profound, prolific, I mean, been preaching for over 50, 60 years, I mean, renowned for his biblical principles. And guess what, guys? He started elaborating on what we talked about, what I talked about last week, about the Gabriel and how during this time, according to biblical scholars, you know, Gabriel came from the same Babylonian exiles as Michael and Raphael. And not only that, we know that Gabriel pretty much, he was a high-ranking legion with the legions of angels. He pretty much foretold the story. He appeared to Zechariah, of course, and the Virgin Mary, foretelling the birth of Christ. You know, and John the Baptist. And so we know that we all have angels. And guess what? They are alive and well today. They are alive and well today. Are you an angel? Have you been? Or have you been? You remember we had this thing back here last year called the pay it forward. We all know about the pay it forward. Because you want to be someone's angel. You want to be that word of encouragement. You want to be that light. You want to be that helping hand. Right? Right. You know, so we know, those of us that are believers, that, hey, we gotta stay prayer. So, I mean, because with everything going on in this world, you know, and we see, we hear about all the atrocities and all the heartless killings and the betrayals, the deceit, you just can't trust anybody anymore. Who can you trust today, guys? You can't even trust your own family. I mean, your flesh and blood. But if we really look back on the blueprint of the word that was provided to us, and we find out that, hey, blood has never been thicker than water, right? We know that with Cain and Abel, right? We know that about with Joseph when his brother sold him into slavery to be killed, right? We know that. We know that since the beginning of time that there's never been this loyalty, if you will, right? So that's why, of course, we just celebrated Christmas. Jesus, I mean, He was sent into this world to save our souls, to save us. And when we reflect back on what God predestined and ordained him to go through to save us, right, we're on a wing, hope, and a prayer, guys. You know, we talk about hope. Last week we talked about Gabriel. We talked about hope. You know, we know that hope is almost synonymous with faith, right? We know that. We know that. I mean, what is hope to you? Would you rather live in the mindset of hope, being optimistic regardless what's going on in your life? Or would you rather live in the mindset of despair? You know, like I told someone, we were talking at one point, and they say, gosh, you know, they were so down and sad. And I was like, why are you so sad? I said, you know what? I don't get sad. I get mad. Because you know what? When you get mad, you're going to do something about it. When you're sad, you're just going to sit there and feel sorry for yourself. Can I get an amen, guys? Can I get an amen? All right. So what is hope to you? Would you rather live in that I would much rather live in a mindset of hope. You know why? Because Jesus is the hope of eternity. That's why he came to earth. That's why he died and shed his blood and suffered and was subjected to this brutal death for our sins, okay? So we know that sustaining hope and conquering faith is hard these days, right? I mean, it's not always easy, you know? I mean, and then there's the little things of hope, which I consider wishful thinking, you know, in a sense. Like, you know, oh, I hope I get married again one day, or I hope that I can, you know, win get a million dollar ticket or something, you know, or, oh, I just hope that it snows, you know, for all those skiers out there, you know, who've been missing this snow this year, you know. So we have the little bitty things about hope. We know that hope is an expected outcome for something to happen, but we also know that hope is a state of mind. It's like faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Power verse, Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. How hard is it? I'll be the first to admit, if it were not for me being an optimistic, positive individual, woman, I wouldn't have any, you know, there would be no hope. I couldn't sustain hope. But because I purpose in my mind, regardless what I see around me, you know, yesterday, Satan, I mean, he's been at me because he knows that God has something for me to do. And so he's been just really trying to discourage me through my family and friends and people whom I love dearly. I mean, I really do. And so some things I just have to shake off and just chalk it up to, you know, some relationships are worth salvaging and you just move on and you kind of do what, or you try to do, or you purpose to do what Jesus Christ tells us to do. You know, we used to have that little cliche saying that, what would Jesus do? You know, we all know, let's be real, we can't always live up to what Jesus can do. But I want to go ahead and move on to prayer, all right? Prayer. What is prayer to you? Okay, we know that we all say a prayer, most of us who proclaim to be Christians or believers or whatever faith we practice. How do you pray? What do you pray? And why do you pray? You know, have you ever asked yourself those questions? How do you pray? Do I just get down for 5 minutes and say, okay, Lord, see ya. All right. Or do you pray when you just want something? Or do you pray when you really need an outcome in your life? And you know, because remember, we're on a wing, hope, and a prayer. All that ties in together. It's synonymous. It's almost like the Trinity, right? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So, when you pray, do you thank God for your problems or challenges? It's like, do you know how we go through things? And I mean, how many of us can thank God when we're going through trials and tribulations? You know, there's a verse that talks about in Isaiah that says, although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, you know, he talks about that. In the word, when he gives us he says the bread of affliction. I had that written down because I really wanted to share that with you guys. It really was profound to me. It was Isaiah 30:20, and it just says, although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes you will see them, whether you turn to the right or to the left. Your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. That is intercession. Because when you pray, do you thank God? I know it took me a long time to be able to thank him. Only after I had seen just the results of that. You know, I was able to reflect back and say, okay, now I understand why I went through that situation. But when you pray, I mean, Do you say, Lord, I thank you for my trials and my tribulations? You know, it's kind of hard to explain, but unless you actually put it into practice, you really won't know. Because what it does is it creates a sense of peace within you. Because what you have done is relinquished. It is very hard. I'm not saying this is easy stuff. It's like everything else. You start a new job, you got to learn it, right? It's repetitive until you learn it. So, you relinquish all your burdens into the Trinity, okay? That way you will no longer be held captive to that mindset, okay? And then he talks about how in your afflictions, he will deliver you. You know, he will show you and reveal your enemies to you. He will show you your enemies through a dream. He will show you some things about yourself through a dream, a TV show, maybe a word to come up if you're paying attention. Of course, your assigned angel will come down, and like Gabriel, he'll be your messenger, and he will speak to you, and he will say, you know what, no, don't go to the left, don't go to the right, go this way, you know, as our verse said right there in Isaiah. You know, it's so deep, guys, and when we talk about this thing called prayer, we know that prayer is used amongst most believers and unbelievers. It's synonymous again with hope and faith. It's an expected outcome. What is faith? What is hope? What is prayer? Okay? It's an expected outcome, something desired. Because when we're praying, we're in our supplication, we pray. I mean, we're crying out if we're serious, you know. Do we always pray for the things we should? Sometimes we don't, you know. Sometimes it's just, okay, Lord, can I have this? Or, Lord, can I have that? But the Bible says that we are to pray for our enemies. Like myself, I pray for our government. I pray for my family. I pray for my friends. I pray for my foes, my enemies. I pray for wisdom and knowledge so that I mean, it's bad enough that I'm human and fallible, that I can make decisions when I think I'm actually making right decisions. I can end up making the wrong decision. So we have to pray, like in Isaiah 30:20 tells us, right? We also pray for mercy, love, grace, forgiveness. Right? We pray for joy. We pray for peace. You know, he calls us to peace. Sometimes, you know, I've had people come to me and say, hey, D, what do you think about this? You know, sometimes I say, I don't care who it is, if you're not getting along with someone, God calls us to peace, because it's too much going on. The devil's busy. It's easy for people to get agitated once they get, you know, I mean, things build up and it, you know, people just don't always handle stress well, you know, like we heard about the lady who got so frustrated and ran her car through the strip in Las Vegas. You know, she has no explanation other than the fact that she was frustrated. We're talking about young people, too. I mean, seem more, it's like they're not thinking, more irrational than anything. So we pray the prayer of protection, right? The prayer of protection. Truth is, no matter how many times you go to church, no matter how many times you pray, it doesn't matter how many people the poor, or you pray over the sick. Let me tell you what the word says. If your heart is not in it when you pray, if your heart is not in it, it's going to be rejected. God says, I don't want it. That can be with your finances, if you grudgingly give, because we give from the heart. I'm not saying giving to someone who ripped you off. I'm saying when you literally saying, you know what, I want to give to this organization, or I want to give to this family, or I want to do something nice, because you know what, God is not always about our time, talents, and our tithing. Because all that surrounds around our heart. So my question today is, What are you hanging on to? Because I know that I'm hanging on to a wing, hope, and a prayer. And I hope that those that are listening to me and listening to this program, I hope it's been very helpful to you. You know, my goal and objective is to bring good, positive, inspiring information to you to encourage you, uplift you. We have some other programs as well that I've put together to help you. The powerful verses and powerful prayers. We talked about that some months ago. I've pretty much been doing this since May. It's been wonderful. It's been great. And so it's been such a pleasure bringing you guys this profound information. And I certainly appreciate you guys just tuning in. I mean, because it shows me that you really do enjoy what I'm doing. So you continue to keep me in your prayers as well, and you guys will always be in my prayer. But, you know, when I look at James and he says, consider it all joy, my brother, when you're being afflicted. How many of us can do that, right? So you're hanging on to a wing, hope, and a prayer. You got to go and say, Lord, I need your help. I need your help because every time I purpose to do something right, you notice he said many are the affliction of the righteous, right? So you know when you do purpose to do something right and you purpose to treat people right or you purpose to be a good wife or a good husband or a good employee or a good employer and people just, because you notice, sometimes when you're nice, people, I don't know, I guess it's just human nature. They seem to get it twisted and think that you're weak, you know? Then all of a sudden, you know, you have to say, okay, you have to kind of show them that you're really not. You're just being nice and cordial. You're just trying to do your due diligence, right? So it takes you to hold on and latch on to something supernatural, a higher power. And that comes through prayer and meditation. Not just a quick prayer, but a meditative prayer, a listening prayer, a quiet prayer. When no one is around all day long. You know, I have to do this. I've prayed since I was 4 years old, since I can remember. Obviously, my parents taught me very early because I can remember at 4 and 5 years old, real talk. I don't have to lie about this. God is my witness. I pray 4 and 5, 6 times a day, and so it has become a part of my lifestyle because through my college years, through all those trials and tribulations and challenges that the Lord saw me through, brought me through, I reflect back. You know, I look back on last year and say, wow, okay, did a little bit better this year income-wise than I did last year. Wow. You know, it's like, whoa, that was nothing but the Lord. But during the journey, during the process, it's almost like you can't see the forest for the trees. But just know that if you hang on to a wing, hope, and a prayer, that God will sustain you. But you have to believe. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. Another power verse I want to share with you is Romans 12:12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Whoa! And that's just wonderful. So, you know what? We still got these three powerful elements going on. A wing, hope, and a prayer. Romans 12:12. I would write that down, guys, because you know what? This is good meat. This is good food for the soul, okay? And so just pretty much hold on. Just know that you're not doing this on your own. You can't do this on your own. And I know many of you know this, and sometimes we just need an extra encouraging word, you know, just something to say, okay, I'm on the right path, like the Holy Spirit, the Trinity does to me when I put something together. I promise you, it comes back to me again through another message, and then I'm like jumping up and down. I'm like, but Lord, sometimes I don't feel it. I don't feel it. And he said, hold on. Hold on. You know, another verse I like, Isaiah 62, he's saying, see, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people. But the Lord rises upon you and I in his glory. So he appears, you know, he's watching over us. He's got us. But we have to know and we have to believe. And it is not by sight, by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7, the Trinity 5:9. We live by faith, not by sight. And so I've come to resonate with Solomon. I just love that because, yes, not only was he referring to all the concubines that he had and different things that he's seen in life, but he said, you know, he talks about how people are cruel and mean and how they get away with it. I mean, he just looks at life like we do, in the perspective that we do today, and say, wow. And I'm sure there's, and we all know there's nothing new under the sun. Hey, guys, it's been great. We talked about hanging on to a wing, hope, and a prayer. Make sure to share this with all your friends and family. Also, I'm looking for some poems so that I can share with the audience. If you guys write poem and you enjoy poetry, go on my page, follow me, Facebook me, tweet me, or whatever. Real quick, we're going to have a special guest on the show next week, Miss Dorothy Elder. She is the founder of Impact Ministries. This is a very high-impact, profound ministry, outreach community ministry, initiated to pretty much help people out there. Just try to help people get established with jobs and some counseling, some mentoring. And so I would certainly encourage you guys to tune in next week, as always, and see how this program and this ministry can really help you. She's also written a book she will be giving away, and it's called Whispers from God. I have already posted this to the Facebook page, and I will be sending out more information on this as well. I would definitely encourage you guys to tune in. Also, I'm going to share with you guys, I got some powerful, quick recipes, guys, because I'm on the go all the time. I can't eat all the time, but I still have to take care of myself. Some recipes my grandmother shared with me. My grandmother really never went to the doctor. She was healthy up until she developed diabetes well into her 80s, okay? And we stayed healthy. And so got some nice recipes I'm going to be sharing the next following week. Really quick, you can put together, like I said, it's for those who have time, who just want to do something light, but it's also good, smart recipes for those who are on the go, because it's all about trying to maintain your energy levels and sustain good health, because we can run our bodies down, right? And so as the word says, that our bodies are the temple, and there's nothing wrong with self-preservation, okay? That's key. That's key. You know, if you're going to be a help to someone else, how are you going to help if you don't have the capacity or the ability, whether that be physically or mentally, right, or emotionally? So I'm all about self-awareness, self-enhancement, self-encouragement, because when you love yourself, let's just face it, we can love others. You know, I don't know. I just love myself, you know, and I thank God that I do have that self-love. But here's another key factor. If you don't love yourself, how can you love God, right? And if you don't love God, how can you love others? And if you don't love God, how can you love yourself? So, guys, understand that you're hanging on to a wing, a hope, and a prayer. Conquering and sustaining the faith. How are you going to do that? You're going to understand that this is not you, that every day you wake up, all through the day, if you can remember, keep God at the forefront of your life. Treat people the way you want to be treated, and know, really, truly, it's not how many times you go to church or how well you sing in the choir. It's a matter of the heart, people. And we can see where our world is headed today. I do truly believe we're living in the last days. God's word will be heard. It will be revealed. And God's in control of everything. We know this. We know this. But we have to trust him for our lives. And let's pray for others. Guys, it's been wonderful. Thank you so much. And have a happy new year. Hope you guys enjoyed your Christmas yesterday. I certainly purpose to do so. I'm more of a homebody because I kind of like to enjoy my private space. I work so hard, right? So, you know, but I'm going to hang on to my wing, hope, and a prayer, because I promise you, I purpose it's going to get better in my life. All I have to do is trust and believe. Thank you guys so much. Peace out. Have a wonderful, happy new year. God bless you. Take care.